How is everybody this morning? Is it good to be in the house of the Lord again today? Oh, come on. Is it good to be in the house of the Lord again today? Yeah, come on. Let's give him a praise offering. Come on. Listen, I'm going to tell you how good it is to be in the house of the Lord today. I was down here getting ready to pray for people. And instead of praying for people, you know what people were doing? They were coming up here praying for me, you know. It was awesome. Hallelujah, right? And then in between there, there were praise reports about what God's doing and touching people's lives. Healings that have taken place. Changes in people's lives that are taking place. And people are coming up here weeping. And not asking for anything, just saying, thank God. Let's thank him right now for what he's doing in my life and the healings I got or the things that are going on. So we serve an awesome God. Amen. And if we can't get excited about this, we can't get excited about anything. Okay? So let's give God another big hand, okay? Thank you, Father. 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 Now listen, I'm looking out over the audience. I'm looking for somebody. Is Jack Simon in here someplace or did he leave me already? Wow, there he is up there. He's up there hiding in the balcony. Okay, everybody turn around and say, hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Okay, Jack is going in for open heart surgery on Wednesday, correct? Right? Okay, my hearing aids weren't working. I didn't hear you, okay? There was a miracle. First, they found out Jack doesn't have a heart. The problem is they found out that it's broken and they got to go in and fix it, okay? So he's having open heart surgery this Wednesday. So can you guys all just kind of reach your hand up there towards Jack for me, please, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jack and his life, and we thank you for Barb, his wife. And Father, we thank you that we can stand on your promises. That is that you never leave us nor forsake us. You never give us more than we can handle. And that, Father, you'll always be with us. And so, Father, we thank you that as Jack goes in for this surgery, that you go in with him, Father. You camp angels round about him, Father. That you guide the surgeon's hand, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for a good outcome right now. And a speedy and a healthy recovery and a full recovery right now in Jesus' name. And all the people said,
amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anybody know what today is? It's not Mother's Day. Anybody know what today is? Yeah, that was right. I got, that was bad. That was bad. That was bad. Come on. Anybody know what today is? On three. One, two, three. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hooray! Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Tomorrow, guess what it's going to be? Amen. And every day after that is going to be the same. Isn't God good? Okay, guys, I got something to talk to you about this morning. That doesn't normally get preached from a pulpit, but God says, hey, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about loving God and loving each other. But there's a certain foundation that we've got to start from in order for us to be able to love one another and love God the way that he wants us to. And it's a word that you hardly ever hear preached from the pulpit, and I wanted to preach that this morning. It's something that God's been putting on my heart, and he's been revealing to me some truths about this. And so the name of the service today or the sermon today is called, what's that word? Anybody even hear that word today in society? Unless you're in the military, you don't hear this word very often. Can you everybody say it again with me? One, two, three. Honor. Okay. Anybody know much about honor? No, I got one guy raised his hand back there. He knows a little bit. Oh, that's because you've been at all the staff meetings and we've been talking about honor. That's the reason you got your hand up now. Huh? You cheated. You're not allowed to come to staff meeting anymore, Grant. You ruined it for me, okay? Honor. Something that is so important, but we know so little about. So I want to start you right off into the scriptures here this morning. And I want to start you in 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2:17 says what? Say this with me. What's that word?
Honor.
Oh, come on, say it.
Honor.
What men? How many
all.
Men? All men. We got to honor all men. And then what comes after honor? What's?
Love.
Oh. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Now let me tell you what makes this so important here. Do you know who was king at the time? Herod. And you know what Herod was doing at the time? Good answer. You got it right. You were paying attention and you're even awake. Herod wanted to earn favor with the Jews. So you know how he was earning favor with the Jews? He was doing what to the Christians? Mm-hmm. And he had just beheaded one of their own. And Peter, even though the king who had just beheaded one of his own says, honor the king. Oh boy, I failed that test already. So what's he start with? He says, honor all men and honor the king. And what's in between there? Love and fear God. So it begins with honor and it ends with honor. So if we don't get the honor part right, guess what we don't get right in the middle? The love and the fear of God. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Okay? So we need to understand that honor is an important part of our life. Here's our problem. Back there, there was not a democracy. There was a king. And when the king said something, guess what happened? You did it or else. There was no second opinions. There was no voicing your opinion. There was nothing. And you did what the king told you to do. In today's democracy, in our world today, everybody has an opinion. Everybody wants their opinion to be heard. And in many cases, when we do that, we bring dishonor to those in authority over top of us. You ever think about that? Now, that doesn't mean we're not allowed to speak our piece. That doesn't mean that we can't object but still do it honorably. But I am to honor all people. I'm to honor the ones I like and the ones that I don't like. The ones that are above me, the ones that are equal to me, and the ones that are below me. I am to show honor to everybody. And then I am to love the brethren, you. Whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me, and I love you. I pray for you guys all of the time. If anything makes me nervous, it's not doing the right thing with you because I love you so much. All I want to see is that you grow in Christ and that you're staying on the right track. And my fear is that I do something to lead you astray. So I say, God, please help me. I want to honor you and I want to honor these people by leading them in the right direction. I want to give them the right words that cause them to grow. And in honoring you and honoring God, it shows my love for you. And in doing all of that, it shows that I fear God because I don't want God coming down and say, boy, Chip, you screwed that one up. Where are you taking these people? Okay? So, begins with honor, ends with honor. So let's go on to the next scripture, please. Now this is what Paul says in Romans. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. I want you to get this. Where does power come from? So if somebody's in power, who put them there? And so if we go against that power, who are we going against? You want to go against God? Have you ever tried that? I have. It don't work good. I got news for you. I don't want to be going against God. I want to be going with God. And so no matter who is in power, I got to honor them. I got to do what they say I need to do unless it goes against the laws of God. Okay? Because he is still the king supreme. God is. But I got to obey the rulers of the land. I got to obey those in power over me because God gave him that power. Okay, go to the next one. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resisteth shall receive to themselves what? Oh boy. That's a bad one, ain't it? If I'm not honoring those in authority over top of me, I'm resisting God, and what does it bring upon me again? Oh boy. So we better get this one right. What do you think? I don't know about you. I don't want damnation. I want salvation. Okay? So we better learn about this word honor. We better learn what this word honor means. And we better learn how to live with honor. Okay? Go to the next one, please. For rulers are not a terror to good workers. So if you're honoring the king and you're doing everything that he asks you to do, should you be afraid of the king? If you're at work and you're honoring your boss by doing everything that he asks you, should you be afraid of your boss? No. So that's how we show honor. But to the evil, they're there. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Okay? So the next one. For he is the minister of God. Who's the minister of God? The one in authority over top of us. For good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And what's evil? So if my boss tells me something to do something at work, and I don't like it, and I come down here and Andre and I are working side by side, and I start talking to Andre and say, man, can you believe our boss? Man, this is terrible. And then Andre says, man, yeah, I can't believe he asked us to do that. What am I doing? Am I doing good or evil? So then I'm doing evil in front of a whole bunch of people, right? And now I'm sucking Andre into my evil. And now I need to be afraid of the judgment that's coming, because I'm not walking in righteousness. I'm walking in
evil.
Evil. You got it, Andre. You win. Okay? Now listen, John and Kathy told me they sit in the second row because I always pick on people in the front row. So from now on, I'm starting in the back and working my way forward. So if you don't want to get picked on, you should sit in the front instead of the back, okay? So John, Kathy, you're next, okay? So listen, when the boss comes and he finds out that Andre and I have been saying bad things about him and we're not doing the things that he asked us to do, does he have a right to be mad? Have I showed him honor? And if I'm not showing honor, then I'm not doing the thing that God said to do, and that's show honor to all men. Even if I don't agree with what the boss is saying or the way that he's saying to do it, even if it's, as long as it's safe, it's legal, ethical, and moral, we need to show honor to those in authority over top of us and do whatever they ask us to do. And then we're not doing evil, we're doing good, and we don't have to be afraid. But if we don't show honor to those in authority over top of us, then we can't have that love. So it all starts with the honor, and then from the honor comes the love and the fear and the other things that we just talked about earlier. Go to the next slide for me, please. Therefore, you must needs be subject not only to wrath, but also for conscience' sake. You ever notice that? You know, somebody does something to you, and before you can even think, something comes out of your mouth. And as soon as it does, what do you think? Oh my, I wished I could take it back. Can you take it back? Then what happens to your conscience? Oh boy, I know I'm going to get caught. I know I shouldn't have said that. Oh man. But Andre, I was only complaining for your own good, because I want you to know what kind of a boss we work for. Now you may love this boss, and I might not even know. It might even be your brother-in-law for all I know. And I'm speaking bad about your boss. I'm speaking bad about our boss. And now I find out that Andre's related to the boss, and I'm thinking, oh my Lord. Now I'm thinking I can't go to sleep at night, because what's bothering me? My conscience. And so if I don't want my conscience bothering me and I want to be doing the things that God called me to do, should I be talking bad about anybody?
No.
No. Okay. Go ahead and go to the next one for me, please. For this cause, pay ye tribute also. For they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Next one. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, and honor to whom honor. Okay, but who did he say we're supposed to honor? Wait, go back to the beginning. Who am I supposed to honor? Who am I supposed to honor? Oh, man, somebody was paying attention. This is the winning side over here. You guys are getting all the answers right. I got to come work on this side over here. You aren't getting any of the answers right over here. I got to honor to whom honor is due. And who's honor due to? All men. Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. I don't know about you, but I love to go to the gas pump, but I apologize for this. And I love that little sticker that says, I did that. And I laugh every time I see that. Is that honorable?
No.
So I got to tell you, the last time I was at the gas pump and I saw one, I tore it off. As much as I wanted to laugh at it, as much as I wanted to leave it there, if I left it there, would I be showing honor?
No.
So, I may not always like the things that are happening around me, but I must support the person that's in authority because who put them there? And so what is showing honor? Showing honor is giving our support, knowing that that person isn't there. Why are you guys laughing? Are you guys putting the stickers out? No, no, you two are laughing like, you know, I can't get over. Is my fly down? What's going on here? You understand what I'm saying? Now, if I begin to give honor, then I'm starting to do what God's called me to do. I'm beginning to love people and so forth, loving God. Go to the next one, please. Did he honor the person in charge of him? The authority over top of him? How do we know that he did? Got the nail-scarred hands. He showed honor to God. And whenever somebody would come to him and say, oh, what a great teacher you are. Oh, good master. What would he say? Why do you call me good? There's none good but God. He was always giving honor where honor was due. So many times people come and say, oh, Bill, what an awesome message on Wednesday night. And he says, yeah, I know. Wasn't it great? Huh? He never does that. That was a joke. Hey? Where does he give the honor back to? God. Because who deserves the honor? Who's brought him to the place where he is now? Who gave him the words to say? Who prepared him for that message? God. But if we take credit for it, we dishonor God. Now, God doesn't need us to stick up for him, but God needs us to acknowledge him in our life. And to give credit where credit is due. That's called honor. Okay? So let's go to the next slide, please. I love this one. You know where this one comes from? Huh?
Ephesians 6:1.
Yeah, it comes from Ephesians 6:1. That's right. Thank you. Thank you for reading my slide. You're very smart, Karen. Thank you. She says it comes from Ephesians 6. Yes, it's right up there on the board. Do you know what this is part of? Part of the Ten Commandments. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Go ahead to the next slide. What's it say they should do? Which is the first commandment with what? Okay, we're going to get to the Ten Commandments in a minute, but I want to show you something. Honor thy father and mother. Why do we have to be told to honor our father and mother? Shouldn't that come naturally? So let me ask you a question. And I'll put it to you this way. My mother was only about this tall, and she called me kitten, and she loved me to death. She always kept me in my place. When I was a big, bad wrestler, you know, I'd have to make weight because I had a hard time with my weight, so I wouldn't eat, and I'd sweat and wear those suits and everything else. And then I would finally make weight so that I could go wrestle at my weight class. And then I'd say, Mom, I'm hungry. I'm starving to death. And she said, don't worry, honey. I already made you a big sack lunch. And I mean, it was huge, okay? And I would get in there, and I'd get to the sack lunch, and I'd pull it out of my locker, and I'd look at it. And all the guys would be laughing because there'd be a big kitten face on it and say, good luck, kitten. Wrestle hard. Don't get hurt, okay? And that's the way she was until you messed with me. You know, you didn't say anything bad about me around my mother. You know why? Huh? She would beat them up. She was only this big, but she would dynamite, okay? And you didn't talk bad about her children, okay? And I could always count on her. Shouldn't the parents be able to count on us? If they're always there for us, shouldn't we always be there for them? My dad is in his 80s now, and it's awesome. He calls me and says, hey, son, I need to do something. Okay, what do we got to do? And I stop whatever it is I'm doing, and I do whatever he needs done. You know why? Because I want to honor him. I want to say thank you, Father, for all the things that you've done in my life. And I want to show you that honor and respect by obeying you and being there for you. Now, some of the stuff is really crazy that he asked me to do, but it doesn't matter. You know why? Because he's my father. And I need to honor him. Now, I want you to understand something. If I can't get to the place where I honor my earthly father, how am I ever going to honor my heavenly father? Is it going to work? And even if you got a bad earthly father, you know what you're still supposed to do? You got no choice. If you want your days to be long upon this earth, you better honor them. Now, when I was growing up, I understood the days not being long upon this earth, okay? When I was younger, I was not very intelligent, kind of like I am now. And when I was growing up, my friends and I all got together, and we says, let's have a BB gun fight. You know how smart that is, don't you? But we were smart enough to say, okay, we better wear safety glasses because we don't want to put each other's eye out, okay? And so my father's sitting in the house watching TV, and we were running it out of the garage, and we were shooting BBs all over, and my dad keeps hearing this tink, tink, tink. And so he comes out into the garage, and he sneaks his hand in the door getting ready to turn the light on so he can come in, and one of my buddies sees and shoots my dad in the arm. My days were almost not long on this earth, I'm telling you right now. I thought that was the end of my days right there, okay? My dad loved me enough to straighten me out, and I remember my BB gun. It wasn't straight anymore after that. I couldn't hit anybody if I wanted to, you know, shot around corners, okay? But my dad, my heavenly father, is saying, if you want to show me honor, then honor your parents, okay? Go to the next slide, please. That it may be well with thee, and thou might live long upon the earth. Okay? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curse father or mother, let him die the death. Ooh. Oh. I know I used to get mad at my dad. I'd say, hey, Dad, I want to go do this. Nope, you're not allowed to. I don't care, I'm going. Try it, son. Go for it. Said, I brought you into this world. I'll take you out of this world. Okay? Boy, I would mumble some things under my breath, and I wasn't very happy. Everybody else was going. I wanted to go too. I mean, if we can't get to the place where we honor our mothers and fathers, then how are we ever going to honor him? Go to the next one, please. I want to show you something. The Ten Commandments. I want to read this to you real carefully, real quickly. It says, God spake these words to Moses, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Commandment number one he gave us, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Deals with our relationship with God. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. I shouldn't make anything that I worship over top of God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Again, our relationship with God. The fourth one. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember my day and keep it holy. Relationship with God. Now that relationship with ourselves and how we should act towards one another. What's the very first commandment that he gives us? Now, do you know what the commandments are after this? Go to the sixth one real quick and I want to show you something. Thou shalt not kill. Honor comes before thou shalt not kill. Now you would think that don't kill somebody is more important than honoring. But you know we can kill people with our words as well as. He says, thou shalt now commit adultery. That's number seven. Number five is honor. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness. And number 10, thou shalt not covet. Okay? In our relationships with one another, the first four with our relationship with God, when we get to number five, the very first one that he starts with is honor. Honor. And who does he start with? He starts with the children. You see, if we don't teach our children honor when they're little, it's really hard to teach them when they get bigger. That's why I thank God for the staff we have here. They have a heart for kids and our volunteers that we have here. And you know what they're teaching? They're teaching about this is God's house. And when you come into God's house, there's a certain way you need to behave in God's house. And there's a certain reverence that we need to have towards God. And they're teaching them about the love of God. And they're teaching them about honor. I thank God for these staff that we've got here. And I thank God for the volunteers that we have and what they're doing. Because if they say, if we train up the little ones in the right way, then as they get older, they remember it. But if they never got it into them, how are they ever going to remember it? So we have a great responsibility in this church. And you know, when we started out here several years ago, we had like 3 youth. Now we got over 50 youth coming in here. Praise God. You know, we got over 50 youth coming into this thing. You say, that don't sound like very much. It's more than we had, and we're sowing into those kids the right things. And part of it, what we're teaching them, is to honor their mother and father. Amen. So as they begin to honor their mother and father. Now, I'm going to go back and skip a few rows. So, Judy, Marvin, he always honored you, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah, see? You heard Marvin answer for his mom, right? Yes, yes, I always honored. Yes, he got his hand over his mom's mouth, huh? Big bad biker man, right? Mom taught you honor, though, didn't she? Uh-huh. And now look at him. What's Marvin doing? He's honored his mother by sitting with him. You know, I used to fight continually with my dad. I'm old enough now, I don't have to go to church. He says, if you love me, you'll get into church. Oh, Dad, I love you, but I don't need to go to church to prove it to you. Then my grandfather came and he grabbed me by the shoulder one day and he says, grandson, you will get into church? Yes, I will. Now, I was scared to death, but I also wanted to honor him. We need to honor one another. We need to begin to teach our children to honor what honor is. How's the best way to teach them? To give them a book. Oh, lead by example. Hey, somebody in the middle is awake on this side. And if we're coming home from work, Bill, and we're complaining about our boss, or we come home from church and we complain about something that happened at church today, or we're doing all that stuff, are we giving honor? And if we're not giving honor, what are our kids seeing? Disrespectfulness. And then we say, okay, kids, we want to teach you the Ten Commandments. Honor your mother and father. And they look right at us and say, Dad, I don't see it in you. And if I don't see it in you, then you want me to do what you don't do? Dad, I want to grow up to be just like you. If we want honor in our children, we better have honor in us. And we better honor one another. Okay? So, go to the next slide, please. Again, I'm going to ask you a question. Did Christ honor children? Here he was. He's sitting here. And the kids are trying to get to him. And the little kids just want to come to him. And his disciples and everybody say, get back, kids. He's too busy for you. No, 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 no. You let them little children come right unto me. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, no, come on. Come on, jump up here on my lap. Let me hug on you. Let me love on you. And what was he showing those kids? Love, respect, and honor. And what did they give him in return? So when we say we want more Christ, or we want to be more Christ-like, man, he says, don't stop them little kids. Let them come unto me. Yeah, when they come in, they may be running 110 mile an hour. They may be spilling punch all over the place. There was a, when my kids were growing up, there was a singer-songwriter. Her name's Mary Rice Hopkins. And she says, she sang a song like went like this, and I'm not going to sing it for you, but it says, when you find my little fingerprints all over your bedroom walls, and when you want to yell a bit when they're even in the halls, remember, I'll never be one again. Okay? And I used to sing that song with my kids all the time, and then they got to be older. Now they're in their 30s. I don't know what happened to time, but it went by quickly. Now my granddaughter, God bless her soul, her name is Remy, and she is a handful. Okay? She is absolutely awesome. She went in the other day, got in her mom's eyeshadow, and she painted her whole face. And she come out proud as a peacock, man. And she didn't put it on her eyes. I mean, she had her ears, her face, her neck, her nose. It was all over everything. And Breanne says, I was just getting ready to holler at her big, and I couldn't because I was laughing too hard. Oh, heavens. They're not going to be young forever. We're not going to stay young forever. We don't get a second chance to make a first impression with the young ones. We need to look at them when they're disrespectful and say, hey, we need to teach them respect and we need to teach them honor. We need to be a positive influence in their life. We not to reject them because they're a problem. Lord, if you rejected everybody that was a problem, I would never make it. Go to the next slide for me, please. I want you to see this. Therefore, comfort yourselves together. And what are we supposed to do to one another? Now go back to Andre over here again. I'm sorry. If I'm talking trash to Andre over here, am I edifying anything? And I'm not showing honor to anybody. I'm not giving honor to anybody. And who am I really tearing down? Myself. It says, edify one another, even as also you do. Go to the next slide. And we beseech you. You know what beseech you means? I saw a man get money out of my dad when I couldn't get money out of myself. I was in Washington, D.C. one time with my father, and we were there on business, and we had time in between some meetings, and we went and walked in the park. And there's a lot of homeless people there, okay? And there was one guy that came up to him and said, Corky, I beseech you for some money. My dad says, beseech me? That's the first time I've ever heard anybody beseech me for some money. I said, I never tried that. I should try that one. Okay? And my My dad says, I ain't going to give you any money, boy. You need. Oh, I need some money. I need some food. Okay, come on. I'll take you to the store. I'll buy you some food. I said, from then on, it was, Dad, I beseech you. I need something. Okay. Beseech you means, I mean, I'm begging you. I'm telling you. I'm giving this to you. I need you to do this, boy. I'm begging you. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. You know what that means? You better know the pastor and you better know the staff. We're beseeching you. We're begging you. We're commanding you. We're telling you. You better know those that are working for you. How many of us know all the staff that works here? I can tell you they work tirelessly for you. I can tell you I wouldn't trade them for the world. I told them again the other day, are you guys perfect? Absolutely not. But I love you and I wouldn't trade you for the world. You're the best staff I could have ever had, and thank you for what you do. What am I doing? We're edifying them. Huh? We need to edify and lift up them staff because they are constantly working on your behalf. They are constantly sowing into you and constantly sowing into your children. They're constantly giving of themselves. And you need to know who they are so that you can say thank you every once in a while. You can lift them up as they lift you up, and we can show honor to one another. It says, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you. What's that say? Tell me that again. And are what? Over you in the Lord and admonish you. Are you going to pray somebody that admonishes you? Why are they admonishing you? Why did my dad beat me so many times? Because I was bad. And he didn't want me to be bad. And he didn't want me to be bad. You point that to Mom. Okay, I see that. Judy says, that's right. That's right. That's my boy. Look at him now. To know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Go ahead to the next slide. And to esteem, honor them very highly in what? For their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, if you're in here and you're talking good about the people that are trying to do good for you, then what are we doing for one another? We're honoring them. But let me get real for a minute here. I see most of you are going to sleep right now. Okay? Why am I doing this? Come on, why am I doing this? Because I need the money, right? Because I want the fame, right? I'm doing this because I love you and I love God. I want us all to be all that God has in store for us. And I want to hold you up while you hold me up. All right? Please, Skip, I'm going to pick on you a minute. Going back over to this side. I get a text from Skip last Sunday. You know what he said? Brother, I went out to a Mexican restaurant. Took his life into his hands, went to a Mexican restaurant. And Skip, while you were there, you ordered something good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got something good, okay? And before you ate, what'd you do?
I prayed.
You prayed. And before you prayed, what'd you do?
I asked the waitress if she would join us.
He asked the waitress if she wanted to join. And what happened? So what he said was, he asked the waitress, he said, would you like to join us in prayer before the meal? Yes, I would love to. And so she reaches out and they grab hands and they start to pray. And while Skip's praying, he says, I feel another hand and another hand and another hand. And he looks and there's 3-4 more people to join them in the prayer over there. All right? And I went, yes, hallelujah. Now, you know who I know is praying for me? Skip. You know who I'm praying for?
Skip.
And I'm encouraging him, and he's encouraging me in whatever I'm going through. And in doing so, I'm giving honor to him, and he's giving honor to me. And we're supporting one another. We're saying positive things. We're uplifting one another. We're saying edifying things, and we're moving forward. Amen. Did you hear Lindy? I'm in the meat department. I thought she was praying for lower prices. I wasn't sure what that was about at first. Okay. But she was praying. Why? Because we've been talking about getting bold, standing firm, and knowing who you are in Christ and not being ashamed of the gospel. And people are starting to do it. And I am so proud of this congregation and the way it's coming alive. We had a movie night the other night. We had a water baptism class this morning. And everybody went to the movie night. And they were all laughing and saying, boy, that was great. We got to go out and have fun. We got to go out and have good, clean fun and see a movie and laugh. Where's Mom? Oh, there she is. Mom was even laughing in her wheelchair over there. She was having a good time. And all that was for was not everybody's ready to tell the salvation message to their neighbor, but you can invite them to a movie, can't you? And we did. There was over 100 people there last night. Watching that movie and getting the gospel in them through a movie, and they didn't even know it was sneaking in. Isn't that awesome? That's how we honor one another. We support one another. We talk positive things about one another. But what doesn't give honor is when people went here and they say, oh man, did you see Chip's hair today? Did you hear that message today? Man, that was terrible, wasn't it? I mean, if we can't get to the place where we say, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this congregation that you blessed us with. Father, help me to do the best I can with this congregation. I love each and every one of them in here. Help me to honor them. Help me to lift them up. Help me to make them all that I can make them. Through your word, through your teaching, through your leadership, Father, help us to let your Holy Spirit come down and change lives, to turn people into the people you've called them to be. Or if I sit here and complain and say, oh man, did you see what Bill did to me again? I mean, trust me, it's not Bill, but sometimes people do some things to me. I know why they call it sheep bit. But you know what I do? I pray for them. And I give honor back where honor is due, because who am I supposed to honor? God and every person that comes my way. Hurry up and go to the next slide for me, please. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble mind, support the weak, be patient towards all men. Next slide. Maybe that's my last slide. We got to warn each other. Here's what I want you to do for me, if you would, please. This is what I've told the staff. Anytime somebody comes in and wants to start talking something negative, you know what I want you to do? I want you to put your hand out and say, stop. If somebody comes to me and wants to start talking to me about Andrea in a negative way, you know what I'm going to say? Stop. That's my brother in Christ. I'm going to honor him by not letting you tell me something that I shouldn't hear to begin with and you shouldn't be saying. I'm going to say that again. I don't want to hear it, and you shouldn't be saying it. Stop. Because I don't want that to spread. I don't want to think anything but good thoughts about Andre. Okay? Now, if it's something life-threatening, then please tell me. But if it ain't life-threatening and all you want to do is whine and complain, go find somebody else or another church. I don't want to hear it in here. This is the congregation that God's blessed me with, and I don't want to hear anything negative about you. I want to hear the positive, and I want to tell the positives. Man, we had a great thing that happened with the journey to the cross. I don't know how many positive text messages and emails and reports I got. There were families that gave their heart and life to Christ. There were young kids that gave their heart and life to Christ, and yet there were still some of us who wanted to say, oh, what a waste. Oh, God, forgive us. Oh, God, forgive us. We need to be accentuating the positive. Last night, we went to the movies, or Friday night, I'm sorry, we went to the movies. Why'd we go to the movies? So that we could get people who didn't know about Jesus Christ to come in there. And we already got 4 or 5 emails and text messages from families that said, we don't have the money to go to the movies. We went to that movie and we were blessed by what we saw. Thank you for what you did. That's enough for me.
Amen.
That's enough for him.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you about all the positive things that happened. If you guys want to sit here and talk about all the negative, go ahead. But you know what you're reaping upon yourself? We just read it. You know what it is? Damnation. Now listen. I know it got real quiet in here. Everybody's looking at me like, whoa, 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 whoa. Would you say what we signed up for? Yes, it is. It's called honor. Honor your mother and father. Honor one another. Support one another. Is that my last slide? Okay. I'll show you something. This is what I want you to see if you don't get anything else. And this is Jesus now. And Jesus went out from hence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. So Jesus has been out working miracles, saving the lost, healing the blind, causing the lame to walk, doing all these great things, and now he comes into his own country. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach them in the synagogue, and many hearing them were astonished. When the Sabbath, okay, go to the next one. And they were astonished, saying, huh, whence did this man hear these things or say these things? And what wisdom is this which was given unto him, even that such mighty works are wrought by his hands? So they were marveling at his teaching and what he was doing. But then what did they say? Wait a minute. Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this guy that's doing all these things the son of Mary? Isn't this the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters with us? And they were offended at him. Go to the next slide. Now listen. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. Now, I want you to get this. And he didn't want to. What's it say? He could not do a mighty work there. Save he laid his hands on a few sick folk and they were healed. Why? Because the prophet was without honor in his own land. So they didn't honor God, and because they didn't honor Jesus, what could he do? So let me tell you something. If we don't start getting real about honoring one another, you know what God can't do in this church? You know what Jesus can't do in this church? But if we get to the point where we start honoring one another, we start supporting one another, we start doing the things that God's called us to do, not only does the love come and the fear of God come, but then the mighty works of God come when we start to honor one another.
Amen.
And everybody soared on that one. Do we want to see a mighty move of God or not?
Yes.
Then shouldn't we start doing the things that cause the mighty move to happen?
Yes.
Do you get dishonor out there in the world? I can imagine what the people were saying. Oh, isn't that Jesus? I think I bought a table and chairs from his mom and dad. I think they're carpenters. And yet he's teaching us like that. And what's the big right in him teaching us like that when he's just a carpenter's son? And they dishonored him and they were talking negative about him. And he could do no mighty work there. Next one. I'm going to go to the next one real quick. Honor versus dishonor. Honor does what? Oh, come on. Honor does?
Respect.
Respects. Dishonor? Honor?
Obey.
Dishonor. Honor. Dishonor. Okay, so listen. If we're walking in honor and you come in this church and you're going to be respected and you're obeying and being obeyed and you're holding each other in high regard, that's a place where you want to be, right? But if you walk in this church and this place is full of disrespect, oh my golly, I didn't know you had a tattoo of a motorcycle on your arm. Why are you in this church? I can't believe this. And you got short hair. Don't you know you should have long hair? And
that's partially my fault. You got that tattoo. I bugged him for a month straight.
Ah, okay. But if I disrespect him, how long is he going to want to stay in this church? If I continue to tear him down, how long is he going to stay in this church?
Not long.
What? Yeah, thank you. You're going to sneak out for him? I got to get away from here because she's starting to get on me. Got to go back over to this side. If we want respect, guess what we got to give? If we want to be obeyed, guess what we better do? And if we want to hold people in high regard, guess what we, or be held in high regard, guess what we better do to others? When this hit me, my partner came to me in business. And he said, Chip, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, sure, you could talk to me. And he said, I love you. We've been partners for 26 or 27 years. And he said, you know what happened to me? He said, Satan took some bait and threw it out in front of me. And you took the business in a direction that I wasn't real happy with. And because I wasn't happy with, you know what I started to do? Whenever I would go to a business meeting and somebody would start to talk to me, I would start to talk to him about how God was blessing the business, about how God was using the business, about how people's lives were being changed and everything. And then I would say, yeah, but you know, but there's this one thing that Chip's done and I don't like. And he said, Chip, I began to disrespect you. And he said, you know what? It was easier the second time. And then it was easier the third time. And then I even stopped talking about some of the positive things that were happening. You see, the old devil is a fisherman. He got this big, juicy ball of bait that he throws out. The problem is inside of that big, juicy ball of bait is a hook. And he casts it out into water in front of us, and he says, oh, you going to pick that one up and run with it, Andre? And the problem is when you bite at that bait and you get the hook, you no longer go where you want to go. You go wherever Satan drags you to go. And sometimes, man, he throws out some juicy stuff. And then it comes down to this choice. Am I going to choose to honor God and to honor these people? Or am I going to bite on the bait and run with the hook? And my partner, God bless his soul, came in and said, Chip, I got to tell you something. I took the bait. And he said, God convicted me. And he says, you got to go tell Chip you're sorry. I didn't even know he had done it. I didn't know he was still doing it. He just said, I know that God cannot continue to bless this union between you and I until I fix this. Now, I want you to think about something. Are there people in your life that you've disrespected? Are there people in your life you're still talking about? God can't bless us until we deal with it. John and Kathy are going to play a song up here. And then I'm going to come up and I'm going to lead us in a prayer. But I want you to think about something. Do we honor all men? Do we honor the King? Do we honor one another? Are we showing disrespect and disobedience? And if we are, we need to deal with it today. We need to make this the day that we get done with that. And we say from this day forward, we're going to walk in honor. While we sing this song, I want you to search your heart, and then I'm going to pray. John asked me to come up here and stand by him and turn my mic off and act like I'm singing. Okay?
Can you hear me, Kath?
comes from Psalms.
Psalm 19:14.
Like everybody to bow their head, close your eyes, and then I want you to think, has Satan cast that bait out in front of you? Have you grabbed the hold of it? You got the hook in your mouth? We're here today to deal with getting the hook out of your mouth. How many of you are like me who said, Father, forgive me. From time to time, Father, I've dishonored people in the way that I've spoken to them, in the way that I've spoken about people from time to time. If you're like that, just lift up your hand like me right now. Oh, Father, you see the hands that are raised all over the auditorium right now, Father. Oh, Father, help us. Thank you, Father, for this message today. Thank you, Father, for pointing out, Father, that we need to love one another the way that you've asked us to do, Father, and it begins with honor. Forgive us, Father, when we've dishonored one another. It said, Father, we should honor all men, especially the leaders and the kings, Father, but all men, Father, even the children, Father, we're to honor. Oh, Father, help us. Help us, Father. But Father, first now, right now, I ask you to forgive us. Father, let us reach up right now and take that hook out of our mouth and let us make a commitment right now to you and to each other. That from now on, when that bait gets thrown out, we're all going to say, stop. We don't want to hear that. If it's not good, if it's not honoring you and honoring those that were with us, Father, we don't want to hear it. And Father, God forbid, we don't want to spread it. And today, Father, we make a commitment to you to work harder, Father, on working to support one another, to edify one another, and to lift one another up, Father. Because more than anything, Father, we want you to move in our midst. Father, we want to see miracles begin to happen again. We want to see more salvations happening. We want to see more of the addicted being set free, Father. We want you to move among us, Father. And we're hindering that, Father. And we see that now. So, Father, thank you for opening up our eyes. And thank you, Father, for taking that away from us right now as we turn it over to you. And, Father, help us now to go make it right with the people that we need to. Give us the boldness. Give us the strength and wisdom, Father, to stop doing it and to make it right. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we got one last song we're going to sing and then we're out of here, okay? in our home families, Father, as we begin to respect and honor our mother and father. Father, we can become one in this church as we begin to respect and honor one another. We can become one in this country again, Father, as we begin to respect and honor one another. So, Father, thank you for this message. You've given us the tools that we need to make us one. Now, Father, help us to take those tools and use them and be different from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You are dismissed.